Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, with laundry room designs meant to bring calm to everyday routines. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
It's Friday, everyone, TGIF. So let's head into this mid-July weekend with a fan favorite, the St. Louis on the Air monthly new music roundup. As usual, we're sharing recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists who represent a range of genres and are either based in or from St. Louis. This month, we're doing that with Joe Hess, contributing writer for St. Louis Magazine and co-founder of Free for All. Welcome to the roundup, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as always, we have Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and our monthly new music show originator. Maya, hello.
What up?
Now, before we get started, a quick reminder that everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get right to this. Our first pick comes from you, Joe, and it is a song called Sleepy Ajashi by Glass Mattress. And that is Sleepy Ajashi by Glass Mattress. Joe, tell us a little bit about the song.
Honestly, I don't know a whole lot about this song. And the reason why is because I only heard this song because of the Free For All Music Showcase artist applications. Mm. We announced the Free For All Music Showcase taking place in September 6th and 7th in the Grand Center Arts District a couple weeks ago. And with that announcement, we shared a form that anybody could fill out in two parts. One part was a musical artist application, so anybody could apply to perform at the event, but also a nomination form. And Glass Mattress was a name that popped up in both. The band themselves reached out, but also many members of the community nominated them to be a performer on the event. I listened to the single and I loved it. The guitar tone is incredible. It feels very densely layered. It's a band that sounds like more people than are in the band.
Mm-hmm. And this ajashi is a Korean word. So I understood this part that was played was really interesting. And
yeah.
Maya actually recognized
when
it first.
When I was listening to it, I was like, wait a minute, that's not English? Elaine,
but
is this Korean?
I think it does represent St. Louis in a really interesting way. Now, the next song, which is Maya, a pick
yes.
from you, tell us about this one.
Yeah, this song I got hip to from a colleague of ours, Elaine. Let's listen to it first, though. This is Sing the Blues by Tidal Volume.
Singing them for you. I only ever sing the blues.
That was Sing the Blues by Tidal Volume. And how I got hip to them was actually at our gala. I was talking about this new thing we've been doing, this monthly music show. And our colleague, Sarah Kellogg, was like, hey, my husband plays keys in this band called Tidal Volume. I'm like, what? So I listened to it and I'm like, I dig this a whole lot. And really, I picked this song for a lot of reasons. I love it. It just came out. But also, it proves the point that I've been telling folks that, like, all of us know someone that is part of this music scene to varying degrees of, like, longevity, different genres. Whether or not you like it or not, there is art all around us at any given moment when you don't even realize it. And people should start, like, really listening and supporting the art that is in their lives already.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, I mean, you got started with your listening of music right here too, right?
So true. And this song, particularly, the vocals seem so relevant to St. Louis in so many ways. Obviously, Sing the Blues, but all of the lyrics about the rain, and it's so relevant to what we've been going through here in our city.
Even the cover reminds me of, like, old ragtime, like, sheet music cover. That's just a really dorky, nerdy thing from my museum days. But, yes, I love this song.
Appreciate the history.
And the next pick is one that has a different sound, and it is a song by a group called Picture That. It's called Try. And that is Try by Picture That. Joe, what drove your decision here to share this song?
Picture That is a band of the Durham Twins who used to be based out of St. Louis, and they performed in a band called Posture that I loved a lot. They both have moved from St. Louis. Sean is living in LA drumming for a band called Night Shop, which will be performing at Evolution Fest in Forest Park on September 28th. And Allison lives in Philly, plays in a band called Mesh, and spends most of their time managing WPPM 106.5 FM Community Radio in Philadelphia. And they love St. Louis so much that they came back here to do their release show at CBGB with two other pairs of twins who were in bands together.
Two other pairs of twins?
Yes, oh Dub Nub and Nothing Party. And I just thought this release was fantastic, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Durhams back in St. Louis to perform again.
Yeah. Our next track is one that, Maya, you selected.
Yeah.
And it has a very, very specific message.
Yes. So this next song, I actually got hip to this artist in general from last month's music or artist feature. K Cudda introduced me to this artist. So this is Conceited by Zado.
You ain't never seen no dirt under my cuticles, you foolish. I can't be stuck working in no cubicle, I lose it. I'm way too beautiful to be useless, don't misconstrue it. You got it twisted like a Rubik's, you little bitch. Yeah. How the cat got 9 lives and he still go crazy. I died like 10 times, I still got 6 more. That's some tricky math for your ass, I better tiptoe. She asked me where I'm at, I had to get low. I be with my dogs like Glenn Close. Told her I can't get close, cause I know she leave her dignity up in the benzo. And who can blame her, cause ain't no telling what I would do for a record deal. Truthfully speaking, I probably tell them I need several mil. But in reality, I'm broke and starving, gotta keep it real. To get that dirt up off my skin, I need more than some Cetaphil. A stronger astringent, washing my demons, the blood on the towel. Take it to trial, it's no co-defendants, I'm solely defending. Can't throw in the towel, not to be so descriptive, but I'm holding my bowels. I'm trying to keep this known against counting me out. Bitch, I'm up like the Dow, you know, like AOL. Yeah, Zada with these raps, I ain't playing fair. I ain't breaking down my bars, I'm pretty as hell. Yeah, I ain't playing fair. I ain't breaking down my bars, I'm pretty as hell. Fucking, I'm doing way too good.
And that is Conceited by Pretty as Hell. So, just, I could see you responding to the lyrics here.
I met Zado back in, I think, 2018, maybe 2017, as part of an event that I was working on, and vibed right away, not just with Zado, but his whole friend group. Mm-hmm. A lot of mutual interests and things to talk about there. Mm-hmm.
And musically, is there something that interests you about it?
The production is really, really good.
It's just real good hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
True. But the lyrics, I mean, you yeah. can't listen to that for any more than 10 seconds without a big smile on your face. And I think that's true for most of Zado's songs. Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the next one is one that I picked, and it is called Wrong One, and it comes out from Louis McDon, Stringbender, and Damn AD. So she got me pulling out the catalog, hit it raw right before the Adderall, starting to kick in. I keep my distance, never too involved. When you started with that bitch, I get moving on. Love and war, why you treat this like an army? One more, nothing new, always on me. She thought I was gonna be a Prince Charming. And that is Louis McDon, Stringbender, Damn AD with Wrong One. So the story here is I met Damn AD at a Juneteenth party or gathering at Passport.
Okay.
So Passport yeah. Bar is something we've talked about on the show.
Yes.
And the value of being out in the city, in mm-hmm. different spaces where there will be music, and the chances that you're going to meet someone in St. Louis who makes music. I think this is an illustration of it.
Absolutely.
And this is just a song that makes me feel good.
But
so,
also, maybe don't... It sounds like you don't want to date nobody.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's the wrong one.
Exactly. So there's definitely a warning there. The next song is one that... In Maya's parlance, it blew my wig all the way back. And
yes.
This is one, Joe, that you chose, and it's called Some of Y'all Don't, and it's by Shinra Knives.
Yeah.
And that is Shimmer Knives with Some of Y'all Don't. Joe, please tell us about this song and the artist.
Shinra Knives is someone that I wrote about a couple years ago for their full-length album, In Grief, and I was completely blown away. I felt seen by the music in ways that I really hadn't by another local artist. And Shinra Knives continues to put out incredible music, but these accompanying visuals that are unlike anything else. The aesthetic is incredible.
Mm-hmm. And our executive producer and our audio engineer were both saying, like, this needs a light show. It sounds like a rave. And if you go to Spotify and you see the imagery,
visualizer, yeah,
it is creepy, but you cannot stop looking at it.
I would love to add that Shinra Knives has appeared on Aphex Twin's DJ sets.
Okay.
And
okay, I don't know Aphex Twins.
Aphex Twin is an incredible electronic artist
That's a big deal. Like,
globally known.
Yes. the
big deal of big deals, if you're an electronic music producer. Mm-hmm. And Shinra Knives just performed in Japan. That is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about world-class talent in St. Louis.
Well, and it reminded me, actually, of DJ D Styles and an album that he had put out, like, in the early aughts, I think, called Phantasmagoria with a Z. And just, like, this hard, like, dirty...
But clean.
Dirty but clean, yes.
Makes my brain go brr.
And it was all vinyl, but the number of like different sound elements, just, as I said, I have worn a wig. It blew it back.
Clean off.
The next song is one, Maya, that you chose.
Yes.
Tell us about this Manipool song.
Yes. So I got hip to Manipool through Materia, which we just heard Umami talk a little bit about. And this is her song, Spirit Sickness. That was Spirit Sickness by Manipool. And what I know about her, along with being an amazing producer, is that she also really likes video games. And when I listen to this, I feel like I'm in a video game. It's like nostalgic, but also very contemporary. And I even like placed it here, like in the lineup, just because I felt like it was a good just... Like after Shimmer Knives, where you just got your wig blown off, you can like kind of adjust it back, get it back there, and still be able to vibe and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And that is, again, Spirit Sickness by Manipool. The last song for this month is one that you chose, Joe, and it is by a group called Yaoi. This is Museum Fatigue. Okay, that is just a small clip of that song. How do I listen to this? What do I need to know about this music?
Well, you can press play and turn the speaker up as loud as possible.
Yes.
Yaoi is one of the very first local bands that I was introduced to in my youth. I might have only been 18, and at the time, they were no longer active. I became more involved in the local music community, and when they came back, the drummer and founding member approached me to help them with shows. And I did, and this started a relationship with this band that, you know, is really important to me because it showed me just how incredible St. Louis can be and how hidden, truly hidden, some of the most amazing music to come out of the Midwest can be right here in my own backyard.
Mm-hmm. And many of these members are now in other places, right? Other countries?
Currently, the founding member still lives here in St. Louis, but the guitarist lives in Australia, and the bassist, or they refer to as bass-ish, lives in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. The way that St. Louis cultivates talent and then people find success in other locales has just been something that's come up over and over again since we started this show back in October of last year. So it's encouraging, and I think it has inspired people to go out and explore what's here.
Yeah. I got hip to Yaoi from our interim news director, Brian Heffernan. He was just on a walk in his neighborhood and passed by this house, and he's like, what in the world is that? And it's like, really nice house, gorgeous, beautiful, and then you hear that coming from the basement.
It's a great juxtaposition.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything you want to leave us with in the last like 30 seconds or so, Joe, about Free For All in particular?
Yes. Free For All is a new music showcase that we're launching this year. And what I want to do is provide a kaleidoscopic view of the St. Louis music community. Some people say our music community is fragmented. And what I hope to do is to create a lineup that anybody involved in the music community, whether it's one of you, can look at it and not actually know a lot of the names. I want to foster the sense of discovery. And this event is free to the public. So it's free in genre and it's free in accessibility. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to announce that Shinra Knives is the first confirmed artist on the event.
Oh, ooh. All right. You heard it here from Joe Hess, who is a contributing writer for St. Louis Magazine and co-founder of Free For All. Maya Norfleet is a St. Louis On the Air producer and the originator of this locally focused music show. Maya and Joe, thank you for sharing your recs.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget that every track we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis On the Air, New Music Roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis On the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.